Three Sisters is a play written by one of the greatest modern playwrights, Anton Chekhov. The only problem is the original text is in Russian. Turns out there's more to translating a play than mere literal translation, as I learned when I spoke to Libby Apple. She's translated a number of Chekhov's plays for stage, bringing new life to old classics. Apple's translation of Chekhov's play Three Sisters runs through mid-October at the Carousel Theater on UT's campus, and it is, like much of Chekhov's work, a direct look at the human condition, told in a straightforward manner and set in a remote location. Something I had never considered, though, is that translating a play is different than translating prose that's only meant to be read. You know, you have to consider the actual performance. So,
exactly.
How do you do that? How do you get into the head of, you know, the actors?
Here's the thing. I think the fact that I'm very glad I didn't start this process many years ago. I'm glad that I've had a lifetime of experiencing directing these plays. And what that does, when you direct a play, I think, you get inside the skin and into the heart and thinking of every character. Otherwise, you really can't direct the play. It's an tremendously intense focus on who these human beings are. What I found, and I never, when I started the translating process, I never looked back at any of the old translations. I wasn't interested in what anybody else felt. But what I understood was that these characters were speaking in a way that I understood how. The other thing is, you know, I'm a great believer that translations need, particularly for drama, which always speaks to the human condition. That's what drama is about, human relationships. It needs to be retranslated every 10 years or so because people's rhythm of language and actual vernacular change. And the thing to remember with Chekhov is that he wrote in the vernacular of his time. He didn't write elevated language the way Shakespeare did. He didn't write in poetry. He wrote in very simple language, which actually the simplicity, the minimalism of his language, it is very contemporary. I feel that I not only understood the characters, I found a simple way through the literal translation, of course, but I found a simple way to express it that I think is truer to the Russian, to Chekhov's Russian, than many of the other translations. Many of them are really kind of English. They're kind of elevated, and the language from Chekhov's mouth was much simpler, much more down to earth, much more minimal. And I feel like I found that.
I was reading that Chekhov has some similarities in that he seemed to have the same level of keen insight into the human condition that Shakespeare did.
Exactly. Here's what's the irony of what you just asked me, Victor, is that in Chekhov, it's all about the subtext. That's what actors and directors have to discover in rehearsal, is what are these people really thinking and saying. And in Shakespeare, there is no subtext. It's all on the top. You know, it's all in the top text. But both of them understood the human heart in a way that only the greatest of the world's poets and artists have understood.
Libby Apple, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. I enjoyed it.